Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Big happy birthday going out to Google. Today is Google's 21st birthday.
Aww.
Google can drink in the States now.
How nice for them.
Google's going to Vegas. on Google's homepage, they had the little Google Doodle, the world famous Google Doodle.
Which changes
like every day.
Yeah, basically the fun little thing they do with the logo on their homepage.
And the Google Doodle has been known to do some pretty cool stuff.
Like
sometimes it can be a game. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a cool video. Sometimes it just gives you a fun little tidbit of information.
Yeah.
But today,
it's boring.
It's the worst because the Google Doodle takes you to Google. You click on the Google Doodle, which is on the Google website, and it takes you to the Google website, the website that you were already on.
Why? Like, this is your chance to make it amazing. 21st, you don't turn 21 every day.
And this is what you do.
And that's what they did.
You're not getting a pass on your birthday, Google. We're calling you out.
Boo.
This is some rookie stuff here. This would never happen on Ask Jeeves. I'm leaving on my honeymoon today. We're going to Cabo.
Nice.
Our boss has been super supportive of it. No. At 6:05 this morning, he texts me a photo of a news article. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck in the waters of the Pacific coast early on Thursday by Cabo San Lucas, which is where we are going. And immediately I start freaking out. I check Twitter. I check Google. It's a story from 2015. And he totally got me. I'm like, ah, man.
You are so gullible, my friend.
And then he starts texting me things like traveler's diarrhea and how to cure traveler's diarrhea and all the things and all the diseases you can get from eating food in foreign countries just nonstop all morning.
You know what it is? It's his secret little way of just wishing you well and having a good trip. And he's super jealous that he's not going.
He's going to miss me, isn't he?
Absolutely.
No, he's not. Stacy has been creeping the resort I'm staying at in Cabo all morning, and she discovered that off the patios in the hotel rooms, there's a little private pool. And Stacy's like, what if you just wander in there at night and drowned?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's
Why would you say that to someone?
It's the first thing that came to mind. I thought maybe, like, what if you had a one or two many wobbly pops, and you walk out of the patio, boom, you're in the water.
Now I'm going to be worried about that the entire trip.
I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot. I'm not going to enjoy myself at all now. I'm not going to go in that pool. I'm going to avoid it.
I've ruined your honeymoon.
Yeah, plus it's just the way you said it. Like, it was almost like with a snicker. What if you went in there and drowned?
Drowned.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, speaking of water.
Ah.
Good segue there. I've got some information for you that is absolutely shocking. For all these years, we've always been told, you know, you drink water for hydration. It's the best way to hydrate your body.
Yeah.
Cold, clear water or warm water, whatever. But no, it turns out a study has been done and water is not the top choice for hydration.
Go on.
Can you believe that something else, a beverage with more sugar, fat or protein is actually more hydrating? And for example, that is milk.
Milk hydrates you better than water.
Ideally, they say skim milk.
Okay.
For the best oral hydration, but also orange juice and Coke were next on the list above water. Water was 10th
on the list.
Sparkling water was 11th, in case you care.
Water still made the top 10. That's all that matters.
It did, but Coke, orange juice came before it, and milk.
I'm following along on the article here, and it says, like, if you are running a marathon or doing some kind of physical activity, this is the case. Like, instead of drinking water to hydrate yourself quickly, that's not going to be the best option. Do milk or Gatorade or whatever. But if you're just sitting on your couch and you need to hydrate yourself, they're saying that water.
Probably.
Yeah, and again, don't stop drinking water. Like, that's not what this article is saying. Like, don't just substitute water for Gatorade in your diet.
There's always little but fine print stuff to these kind of news stories where you're like, oh, water's not good. But no, actually it is. It's just that if you are exerting yourself and you need really good hydration, milk is better.
What I'm getting from this article is I'm going to put chocolate milk in my water bottle during hockey games.
Yes.
And then I'm going to forget and splash my face like hockey players. Oh, no. Oh, it's sticky. More downtown arena talk because we know you love it. Oh, yeah. Let's go with the parking complaints. Woo! What it do, baby? apparently, Business Improvement District, the Riversdale Business Improvement District, I should say, they want to put the downtown arena as close to Riversdale as possible.
Yes.
That news came out yesterday. This came on the same day that the Saskatoon Farmers Market, which is located in Riversdale, they're making news because they have to move from their location.
Right.
They are no longer going to be allowed to operate there. Rumors are swirling that they might go to a suburb here in Saskatoon.
That's crazy, mm-hmm. because they have been leasing that space for 12 years.
Yeah.
And the city's owned it for 19. It's a fixture. The farmer's market has just been there mm-hmm. for so long. And now having it in a suburb is going to be so different. And I understand they have to find somewhere mm-hmm. to hold this, you know, event that people have grown to love so much. It's just too bad they can't work out a deal.
And it's tough to work out a deal because that's prime real estate there.
It is.
It's right by downtown. Prime. It's a great neighborhood. The thing is, though, the farmer's market doesn't get used 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. It only gets used a few days a week. So on one hand, I really want the farmer's market to stay there because I love the location.
Yeah.
The Winter Shines Festival that is there, it's just perfect. But the city isn't a charity, you know? They have to realize
it's a business,
that it's a business, you know? They're losing money on it. They got to do something about it, you know? They need a tenant there that can use it 365 days a year. It just seems weird that on a day where the Riversdale Business Improvement District says that they want the arena near Riversdale, that the farmer's market is getting kicked out. Is a conspiracy afoot?
I think so.
Probably not, no.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Okay. By Auto Clearing Jeep and Ram Center, online at autoclearing.com.
All right, let's do this. I'm so excited. First one, ugh, I love these ones. 9-year-old Andy sent this one in. He's our youngest listener mm-hmm. that we know of here on Cruise. Kiss, Lick It Up. 9-year-old Andy hears, don't want to wait till your nose is better.
Don't want to wait till you know me better.
All right.
Probably because he picked it too much, mm-hmm. right?
Gross.
Sure. Anyway, actual lyrics, don't want to wait till you know me better.
Don't want to wait till you know me better.
Sounds like one of those hardcore peewee hockey coaches. Don't want to wait till your nose is better. Get in the game, Kevin. I don't care. The next one's from Seamus. Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Seamus hears, the world loves one-eyed pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
The actual lyrics, the world loves wannabes.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Last one. Tennille, Nazareth, this flight tonight. Tennille hears, this is great, turn this greasy butt around. Gross. Oh, turn it around and wash it.
Mm-hmm. Wash your butt.
Not the right lyrics. Turn this crazy bird around.
Wash your butt. That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. If you hear anything on Cruise that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, let us know. Elton John tickets. Text us if you know this montage.
306-938-0963.
You still have about 20 minutes left to enter that draw. Text us with your answer. 306-938-0963. Oh, yeah. We have Derek Taylor from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders on the line with us right now as well. Sorry for keeping you on hold forever there, bud. We have a busy morning.
No worries. Why did you guys cut, like, just five different clips of Rocket Man there? That was weird. That was weird. Is that what that is? Am I right? Do I win?
Thanks for giving away the answer, man. Appreciate it.
You blew it.
You blew it, Derek Taylor. You blew it.
All joking aside, let's talk football, shall we? My question is, what is the deal with Jordan Williams-Lambert?
So, yeah, as you know, recently back with the team, back from his NFL, and he was with the team practicing in advance of the bye week, and coach was said he's not going to play this week, but hopefully after the bye week. And the bye week, I guess, didn't go maybe the way they hoped or whatever it was, but Jordan is not with the team this week. He's back in Regina while the regular receiving crew is out here. it just, from what they tell us, it just takes some time to get used to the playbook. It's changed a little bit since he was with the team last year. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing that they're expressing any concern about, but just that he's not playing in Toronto this week.
Interesting.
The Riders are really deep at receiver, so it's not the worst thing in the world. On the defensive side of the ball, Solomon Elamimian, he left practice yesterday. Any updates on his condition? Or?
Yeah, he was just a little stiff apparently yesterday, and they said, you know what, just go in. It's an hour early, an hour before practice ends. Just go in. Solomon's on the flight. He looks good. He looked good on the plane. Looked good at the airport. So yeah, there's no reason to think he won't play or there's any problem with Solomon. So that's a relief because man, that dude is still a tackling machine.
He's been in the league for 87 years, so he doesn't really need to practice. Really quickly here, Cody Fajardo. Rumors are swirling that his contract extension talks have started to begin. Good news, bad news. Are both sides looking to agree to a deal?
Well, yeah, and that's something that good friend Murray McCormick at the Leader Post had to put out back in early September, that there have been some talks as how deep they've gotten. The Riders are notoriously silent under Jeremy O'Day, so they will never say too much about it. But it's good, right, for people who waited through last season with the quarterback troubles, the thought of having Cody and his red zone proficiency getting into the end zone himself and how his offense has changed. Anything like that is great news for Rider fans.
Okay, one quick last question. Score prediction from you.
Oh, gosh. Riders 35, Argos 6. How about that? It's going to be a waxing.
I wrote
absolute
it down.
Waxing.
He's been spot
nice.
On all year. He's like a
really?
Witch. I swear. It's crazy.
I'm going to put money on this then.
You should. The voice of the Riders, Derek Taylor. You can hear his sexy voice tomorrow. Pregame starts at 4, kickoff at 5, right here on Cruise. Have a good one, bud.
Thanks, brother.